workout of the day is Hang Your Bets. We have an every 2 minutes workout for 16 minutes. The first 2 minutes, you do max rep set of pull-ups, and you complete the set with a 30-second hollow hang hold. And then part B, next 2 minutes, we have max unbroken set of double unders. Your score is your biggest set within the 2 minutes.
Max rep set of pull-ups completed by a 30-second hollow hang. Whenever I read that this morning, I'm not going to lie, I was like, whoever wrote that wrote it wrong. I'm going to have to change it. And then I'm like, oh, so you jump up on the bar, you do X number of pull-ups, and then you flop, but stay hanging on the bar.
Your score is zero until you get the 30-second hold at the end of it. And it's no flop because it's a hollow hang.
Hollow.
So you got to be active, yeah.
That's going to get really hard, isn't it?
Really hard, yeah. Going to be hanging on.
The tactical version of me in my head is like, should I sacrifice a rep or two in order to be able to hang on? Like 30 seconds is a long time. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing, especially if you've been doing pull-ups for 30 seconds before it, and all the forces that go through the hands and through the grip.
As you do that,
yeah. Yeah, because they're kipping pull-ups.
Yeah, and a lot of the time, one of the things that lets us down in our kipping pull-ups is our grip starts to go. Like the hand goes from knuckles on top, bar in the palm to not. And then all of a sudden it's more like fingers are holding on and the thumb is getting loose and you can see the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I can see a lot of re-gripping happening during that. A lot of dancing, yeah.
Deadly. Then the double unders, you get one go at this, just max unbroken set, or?
No, as many goes as you like. You have a 2 minute window and you're trying to get the biggest set possible. So I think you're probably in one of three camps here. You've got someone who's got a lot of double unders and you probably go for your big set. But if you snag after three, you know, that annoying thing.
You don't count those three, you start again.
Yeah, you start again. You get your 100 reps, whatever, in a row, right? So that's the easy version. Then there's the person who doesn't have double unders yet. I would say the best thing to do here is give yourself 60 seconds and get the most amount of single unders you can. Mm-hmm. In a set. Another way to play that game would be like, I'm going to get my biggest set of single unders. But I think a 60-second limit will give you some constraints there.
Yeah, and a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and then if you've got some double unders, you know, you might get 7 or 4. That's fine. But I would just continue to try. See, can you beat your biggest score every time? So I'd use the full 2 minutes to get some work done. I wouldn't just say, 8, that's my score, I'll rest now. Like, you're here to get fitter. So use the 2 minutes for that.
And then there's probably a similar scenario come to pull-ups, is there, where like there's the Amy's who probably 2 minutes isn't long enough for her to complete a max ever set. But then there's the people who have never done a pull-up. And then there's people who could maybe do like between, I don't know, 2 and 7, just depending on the day and what they're doing. What do we do in those different scenarios?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, the Amy's of this world just go like one big set and then make sure you hang on for the 30
seconds.
There's
an RX Plus for this as well, isn't there?
Chest to bars,
Chest to bars, yeah.
So absolutely go for that big set and then secure it with the hollow hold. Then if you don't have pull-ups, I would do something similar to the double unders. Take 30 seconds and do max jumping pull-ups and then try and complete that with 30-second hold or your best effort at it. So yeah, get a box, get somewhere where you got a bit of jump to help, but just go nonstop and get as much work done as you can 30 seconds and see can you get up to 30 seconds done at the end. If you've got somewhere in the middle, then you've got less than 10, we'd say, pull-ups, then I would say take a minute, take 60 seconds, and just do as many pull-ups as you can.
Yeah. And just accumulate some volume there.
Exactly. Get some practice. Get multiple small sets done. And by the end of it, you'll be better at pull-ups.
I'm thinking from an athlete perspective, because it's a max set here and a max set there on two different movements, am I generally going into this trying to like do that while also dialing up tension and trying to produce a lot of force and power? Or am I trying to like completely reduce that down and go full like CrossFit style and minimize all of my effort across it to eke out every single rep possible?
Yeah, the second version, efficiency work. So if you minimum effective dose of energy to get the work done so that you can get more work done. For the pull-ups, hanging onto that bar longer is really going to tax the grip. And one of the big benefits of this workout is the grip that we get. So we want to stay on it longer. With the double unders, we're obviously practicing double unders, But the cardio, the bouncing the through the ankles, all those things are really start to benefit the deeper we get into the set. So be efficient, stay in it longer, for sure. I think it's worth saying, 16 minutes is only 4 sets of pull-ups and only 4 sets of double unders. And you could very easily miss a stimulus today if you just hold back a little bit. Like, these work because we go deep. We go into that point where it feels like we're going to quit, and then we don't quit. We've, you know, only 30% left. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you feel like that first thought comes into your head, I'm going to drop off now, that's like, now the work starts. So that's where you start leaning into it.